Yes, so in Pesachus 9. Says, Eloh Eretz Shemalkeh Noach. Woe to the land, your king is a youngster. The Sarayah Baboka Yofelu, and your princes eat in the morning. It means that right early in the morning, the first thing that they have on their mind is that they should have a good breakfast. That's not the way a Shah should be. Rashi, this man should now care for the Yonah and the Nahag and the Nahag. Ashleth Oved, and by contrast, happy is the land Shemalkeh Ben Chorin, whose king is a Ben Chorin, whose king is a... Oh, let's see what Ben Chorin means. It's the opposite of Na. Rather interesting. You don't usually think of Na and Ben Chorin as being two opposites. The Sarayach Bo'eth Yocheilu, and your princess eat at the correct time. That means not right away that they rush to breakfast first thing in the morning. The Gvuru of the Loi Vashasiv. Vashay Sha'oshim, the Gvuru of Sachochmo, Vahabino, the Loi Vashtiyas Yayim. In other words, that the Esek of the, what do you call it, the Esek of the Sarayach is to be Esek in worthwhile things, not in drinking. Then you get this famous saying, which many people quote often, Batsaltayim yimach hamakoro, v'shiflus yodayim yidlos haboyim. Through laziness, the ceiling disintegrates, and through lax hands, the house begins to leak. In other words, when you have a crack in the roof, the thing to do is to get up there and to cork it, or whatever it is that you do to roof that leak. But if you're lazy and you just let the thing disintegrate, kishodam is absul, the enam is sakin hatirzo, ketano shivatikho sabayis, yimach hamakorot, yishpal habinyon hamakorot sabayis, hamasachavolot, and yidlov yitavtev, elef shom, and gloma. Kishodam is absul, the toiro heim, nimokim, obeis geon uzam chorof, omach, yitav hamigdash. So, when we push off things, say, well, next tomorrow, I won't do it today, in the end, the ceiling is going to come to pieces. And the shift is you're dying, you'd love a boy, it's going to start leaking. So, what is it that the Kohelet is telling us about? Why is Taka? And Chorin and Na'a, why are those two opposites? It's an unusual kind of formulation. Any ideas, anybody? Like, why would a Na'a and a Ben Chorin, yeah? So he's a Ben Chorin of the Yetzer Hara. That's what he means. Asher Yetzer Malka Ben Chorin. Na'a is somebody who's in the grips of his Yetzer Hara. Can you support that from any quotes when Na'a is used in that context? Yeah? Immature.
Yeah, so a king who just does everything but women.
So we're having Na'a over here as an immature person, and Ben Chayran as maturity equated with freedom. But you're mature, and that's not bad. If you're free to deny yourself certain things, you know, but if you're sort of somebody for instant gratification, that's a Na'a. You're not a Ben Chayim. Alright? So what wisdom is there in this Sukkim? I mean, is there anything which a Poshli Yid couldn't have said? I mean, that a country where the self-indulgent, pleasure-chasing king and aristocracy is bound to go down the drain. But that a country which has an intelligent, committed king is in good shape. I mean, I'm inclined to think that the passage maybe has more of a metaphorical meaning. Often quoted the Kuzari theory. Learning again is important to know. The Kuzari and Rama Gimel. So he wants to know, he asks, the Chovah asks the Melech, whom the Torah conceives of as a chosid. Omer HaKuzari, im ken safer li maseh ha-chosid shebochem hayom. I'd be interested to hear, who is a chosid? Whom do you consider a chosid? So the Chovah answered as follows. HaChosid hu ha-nizhor b'medinosai. The chosid is one who takes careful care of the country over which he rules. Meshae or mechalek lechol anashe or tirfon v'chol sifkon. Carefully divides among all the citizens in his country their food and their needs. Yinhak bohem b'tzedek, and he rules them righteously. Lo yone echot mehem, he doesn't abuse any of them. Lo yiten lo yesem mechelko heroilo, and he doesn't indulge any of them. Yimtzu em be'ez tzorka alehem, and thus he finds them when he needs them, shom im lo, obedient to him, memarim la anoso, be'ez karo, hastening to answer him when he calls them, yitzaven v'yasu k'mitzvosa, he orders them and they jump to obey, v'yazhirem v'yizoheru, and he forbids them to do things and they refrain from doing them. That is a chosid. So the Kuzari asks the obvious question, al chosid sha'altich lo al moshel. So you're not giving me the right answer, you've got your cue cards mixed up. Right? I didn't ask you what makes a good king, I asked you what makes a chosid. And what you described to me was not what makes a chosid, but what makes somebody who is a good ruler. I mean, what the chover defined was somebody who rules his country well. What's that going to do with a chosid? Omer HaChover, here comes this deathless phrase of the Kuzari, very important to know. HaChosid hu mishehu moshel. Chasidus and kingship go together. In the Jewish way of looking at things, chasidus is a function of discipline. Nishma v'chushov v'kalchosov ha-nafshiyim. He is obeyed by his senses, by his other kalchos. Umanhigam ha-anhoga ha-kufiyas. Moshe nema Moshe beruchoy miloy kedir. Pasuk says that Moshe beruchoy, somebody who is Moshe beruchoy, is greater than somebody who is loy ked an ear who captured the city. So the Tanakh already describes somebody who is a good person as somebody who is Moshe beruchoy. Vehu amuchan lemem sholo, and he is taka a true king. Ki ilu ho yom Moshe b'medina. You can tell he would have made a good king the way he deals with his own little Medina, his own body, his own life is his little country. And if he rules that well and makes a good job of it, you can see that he would have been a good ruler. He muzzles the parts in him which are taivatik. Umona oisa min horiboy. And he denies them indulgence, he denies them over-indulgence, after he has given them what is due to them. Now, he doesn't deny them anything, because that's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. But he does deny them over-indulgence, after having given them what they do need. And has given them sufficient to fill their needs. Mehamachol hamaspik, sufficient food. Ramishte hamaspek, sufficient drink, ala derech hashove, v'havechitza v'chol tzacher, ala derech hashove gamken, washing. V'chosam ha-koichos ha-ka'asonim ha-mevakshim l'nzorach. And he has muzzled the heated anger in him, which always wants to be victorious. Everybody wants to put the other person down. He doesn't allow them free rein. Achashem nosanim chelkam. After he has already given them what they deserve. In intellectual discourse, in other words, you talk in a Tosfos, then you can allow your koichos ha-ka'asonim a certain amount of brain discussion, intellectual discussion, provided you make sure that there's more light than heat. Rahadeos, Ugoras, Anoshim Haroim, or Kanoos, fighting people who are evil. So, Nosam Lechushim Cherikom Ameshim Moyeloi, he has given his senses a certain degree of freedom, on Meshamesh B'yodov, or Raglov, or Leshoinov, B'inyan Hatsoidov, or Lechetze Hamoyel, hands, feet, tongue, V'chein Hashema, the sense of hearing, V'haru'us, and the sense of sight, V'hahagosho, the sense of touch, Amishtatefes, Ha'olechas Acharem. V'achakein Ha'yetzav, V'harayon, V'hamechashev, V'hazikoren, all the intangible forces in the person's being. V'achakach Ha'koyach Ha'chefzi, Amishtamesh B'chol Eile, V'hem B'shamshem, Ovdim, L'chefetz Ha'seichel, these are all servants of the mind. ולא עוזב אחד מאלו הקויכס והאיבורם שיהיה בבנשו ומיוחד בו ויפלס הנשארם. It doesn't allow any of them to grab more than his fair share of imagination. Imagination is a very, very important koyach. But if a person daydreams the whole time, to the detriment, let's say, of the intellect, so that's harmful. So he doesn't do that. He doesn't allow one of them to be mabe, thereby being married another one. וכאשר עושה צוק כל אחד מהם ונוסם לטבעי מה שיספיק מהמנוח והשינו, if he's given his body enough rest and sleep as much as it needs, ולחיוני מה שיספיק להם מהקיצה והתנוע במעשה אילם, he's exercised and gotten his muscles into shape, עוד יקרו אל הדוסוי כמו של הנשמה, then he can call to his community as a ruler who is of age, שקורא אל חילו השמי אל עזלוי, לדובק במדרגה שילה מעלה ממנו, and he can call forth loyalties and abilities which are greater than I would normally expect. רוצה לימה המדרגה אלקץ אשר הוא למעלה מהדרגה השכלס. יסדה הדוסה ויסקנו ודולנו לסדה שסידה מושה עליו השולם להדוסה סביב הסעסינה ומצווה הכוח החפצי שיהיה מקבל ושוימה לשיום מאת וציבו ויעשה אלה איתו. That his whole body, his whole mitzvahs will be obedient to his wishes. Mishtamash b'koychus v'evorim v'yashay yitzavim li'hammoros, they won't rebel against him. V'yitzavim oysah shlo yifne el ha'shedim ha'machshavim ha'mizdamim, not to allow his imagination to run away from him. Lo yikablem, lo yamin bohem, o'shu yoyet et ha'seichel, v'n yashim ha'shiyash esam yikablem, v'lo yamrem. He'll accept what his mind brings to him, and if it's not acceptable, he'll deny it. V'yikabel ha'chefzizem imenu v'yatskim la'soysa, and so on and so forth. ומיישקלי המחשבה מפני אויסר מכל השקודה מחשבו סנאולומיות, he'll take his mind away from worldly matters, ומצווה המדמה להמציא ההידוש שבצורס, he'll take his koyach of imagination to be מצייה beauty in his mind, ואיזה זיכור נדמוס אלו עניין הועל כי המבוקש כמו מעמד הסיני, מעמד אברום יצור בהר מריאו, these stories which are uplifting and spiritualizing כמו מישקל מושה וסיידה הוידה, בכל הכובד וסמיקדוש. These are the kind of things that we want to imagine, not last week's ball game or something. וזולה זה הבא. ומצווה השם ולשמוע את זה לא ישכחיו, ויגע במחשבוי, ושמבלבל האמס ומספקו, that he shouldn't be מבלבל the אמס and make suffering about it, ויגע בכעסוני ותאבוני מהתויס החפצי, ויגיע ויטרידו משיש אשלו מהכעס והטייבר, not too much anger, not too much טייבר, ואחר זויס העצו, יניק, הקרח, החפצי, אנסון, זפות. כל האיבורם המשם של אויסה בזריזוס וחריצוס וסינפו, ויעמדו באיסה עמידו מפליאצלו, he'll be able to get up when he should get up without being lazy, וישתחבו איס שיצבם לשתחבו איס, he'll bow down when he should, וישבו באיסה ישיבו, ומביטוס העיניים, הבוטס העבד אל אדונוב, ויעמדו היודעים עם מעשיהם, not to fidget the whole time, to keep his hands still when they're not needed, לאיזה סקבצו אחרס עם האחרס, ותשבנו הרגליים לעמידו ויאמדו כל איבורם, כנבהולם היראים לעשות מצוות מנהיגם. And his entire body will stand at the service of himself, his man, the manik. לא יגישו על מייחש, they won't start scratching, they won't start having headaches. ולאי על הפסד, אם יהיה להם. I once watched one of the nicest, ever get to London, who will go to see the opening of Parliament, see when the Queen goes to open Parliament, that was very, very nice. But then the procession, all the people come in the Lord Chief Justice and the wigs and in the gowns. And anyway, so along the route, You have all the soldiers standing with their red tunics and their fur hats. It's very, very nice. Anyway, so I was standing there, and it was a hot day. Must have been a few hours that they were standing there. And without moving, without anything, suddenly one of the guys had just keeled over and fainted like this. But up to the point where he fainted, the soldier, he didn't sort of wipe his sweat away. He didn't, like, nothing. He stood there like an absolute statue. And I must say that more than that, what I've almost never seen before, and then of those boys are standing guard at Lenin's tomb in Moscow. That's absolutely unbelievable how they stand there. I mean, there's not one movement. The eyes don't blink. The hand doesn't twitch. They stand there like mummish, like golems. It's very, very interesting. But it's a meirige koyach. It's a meshunetige koyach of discipline. That's what he's talking about. Right? Lo yagishu al nechash. What do we have, like in davening, we have to, you know, with the scratches over the yam, yeah? Stand still. Lo yagishu al nechash al hefsed in yelohem, v'yir haloshen maskim en machshov, v'lo yosef alov,
he won't rattle down his prayers like a parrot. The tefillah will become meaningful in his life. His entire life will be directed towards this zmanei hatefillah. He will long for the time of prayer to come. Shiboy Mistame Beruchni and the Israchek Meha Behemian makes me feel a little better. The year pre Yoima Velelo has Sholash Itashel Tfilah, and the high point of his day and night will be the three times that he was supposed to daven, or pre Hashavua Yom HaShavuot, and so on and so forth. The whole strict sticker, you should read it once and learn it through, it's try to learn it in the third minor. Hey, I call upon him. So the Kuzari makes this very, very important point that Chassidus is synonymous with discipline. So maybe when we learn about here that Ashrech Eretz Shemalkech Ben Chayrin and Sarayech Bo'ez Yachele V'Gvuro V'Loi Bashsi and Iloch Eretz Shemalkech Noah and the Sorim Bapoike Yachele, maybe it's talking at least in a Drushi kind of way on the person himself, the idea of the catastrophe which occurs to the person himself when his melech, that means his personality, is a na'ah, and the sorim, that means those koichas through which he controls his body and controls his life, are interested in breakfast rather than in the gevura, the gevura of Lord Hashem. Na'ah is very, very apt. Shemalker Na'ah. That means that he never grows up. Because really, that is make a good point of defining maturity. How do we try to define maturity? What differentiates a child from a grown-up? And what makes it that some people try to never grow up? That is discipline. Right? A child knows no discipline. When the baby is hungry, it cries. Very good. It would be very, very bad if a baby were disciplined and wouldn't cry. It doesn't want to wake up mommy. It should wake up mommy. Right? It needs to be fed. Oh, but that's the word. In other words, and you can measure a person's maturity, you can measure growth by the degree to which a person is able to discipline himself, which means to deny himself those things, those indulgences which he would want to have if he could get a hold of them. That extends, he becomes a ben chayrim. He's free to choose whether to do something or whether not to do something. See, the thing is like this, that the malchus, the kingship which a person exercises over himself, then is, the Kuzari sort of indicated it before, but it's got some very, very profound implications. Because he says like this, if he's a good king over himself, if he's a good marshal over himself, so he'll be a good marshal over a country if he were a marshal over a country. But the funny thing is that we are marshalim over a country. All of us are kings. What are we kings over? Kings over the world. Says it in Tehillim. Kol shatter tachas raglo. Right? The Vanisham took the whole Teva and made it subservient to man. So, that was the bracha which the Vanisham gave to Adam, right? Hurvuv, milu es ha'aret v'chiv shuha. Kaivish something? Who's Kaivish? Who conquers? Melech is Kaivish. So, we are supposed to be melochim over the Bria. So how do you exercise malchus? How do you exercise your benign rulership over the Bria? To use, but not to abuse. And that's a Mishnah de Gezach. That's a very, very big challenge. Read your passage over here, which is, impressed me very much. But that's an essay that's rather profound. The English is a little tough, but the ideas are very, very good. Talks about the subtitle over here is the dignity of all that is. So he starts out with the Mashav of Hasidus, that there's a nitzitz of Kedusha and everything. Then he continues like this. Wanton despoilation of anything, of even the inanimate and plants, is forbidden. Not to destroy things. The fruit-bearing tree must be spared at time of war. When the writer, as a child, once defaced a study desk in his yeshiva classroom, he was reprimanded by the rabbi teacher for ingratitude. The desk had served the pupil in his studies, good, however, for Machantan. Yeah? He remembered this kid. Yeah? You tell him you're a bad boy for damaging yeshiva property, which is also true. But he said it in a way in which the child had learned something. After Machiatel, pain must not be caused in animals. The laws of slaughtering prevent the infliction of suffering and the brutalization of slaughterer. He must be a man known for his gentleness and piety. Shaykhut. Now, of the many explanations ascribed to the order of Kashrut, one seems inescapable. What can the Torah be teaching me with all the Isurei Macholos? Not allowed to eat this, not allowed to eat that. In a compromise with vegetarianism, which was the state of affairs before the Mabul, Kashrus teaches that not all that man wants and is able to attain is his for the taking. Man's mastery of the world is curtailed. He is given dominion as agent of the world's perfection, not as the great devourer of all that breathes. Beggar. Not everything. Much? Yes. In many, many different ways, yes, but not everything. And then, and feasibly, perhaps only then, comes the inviolable dignity of fellow man. That you cannot treat a human being the way a human being should be treated if you're not a melech over yourself and if you don't exercise your malchus over the world in a benign way. Perhaps without the inculcation of sensitivity to the inanimate and the rest of the living world, it is chimerical to demand that man love his neighbor. Why? How? We are phylogenetic inheritors of forceful instincts of aggression and territoriality. Right? Just like the animals. Animals are aggressive in the protection of their rights and in the protection of the territory. You read about that, birds taking out, right? Each bird takes out its own little territory and then attacks any bird that encroaches in there. Animals do that. We are made of the stuff of other creatures, too, not only of the divine breath given us. And we have persuasive biological cause to react instinctively even to the remote threat and competitor. So how can we fight our natures? Right? Deeply ingrained in us is a fear of threats, of attacks. And here the Torah comes along and says, how am I going to do that? It may be only in a constant imprinting of sensitivity and of recoil from violence, even against inanimate objects, that man can truly come to perceive in other men worth and fragility and the stamp of the divine. In other words, if he's not mechanech himself to his tayeg from grabbing the world. And if he doesn't realize that there are limits, so then he can't really deal with other men either very well. The training of halacha is progressive and continuous. From out of the encompassing training ground of curtailment, where the halacha constantly tells us, Abkan v'sulay, there evolve the demands of discipline and interpersonal relationships. And from a foundation in respect and service to parents, humaneness to other human beings is exacted in widening circles, the family and clan and nation and all mankind. The sustenance of family is difficult as the crossing of the Red Sea, yet the charge to charity does not stop there. It's very hard to make panasa. But there's the oni at the door. The poor of my town come first, but I owe justice and loving kindness even to the unknown, distant stranger. What brings that out in me? Only an awareness of my limitations, which gives somebody else a right. Choice is given to man and a large measure of control of what is about him, but there is placed on him too the infinite responsibility of stewardship as partner with the master of the universe. Baruch said, put Adam HaRishon round Gan Eden, and he said, make sure that you're not mekalkel. Neither sexual passion nor any other are given free rein. Norms and guidelines are set even on the most inspired human motivations. The love of man and the love of God, lest the intent fall short for lack of orientation or for a resort to unholy means. Go easy. Rambam's famous Yesod. Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah used to set his orders by Antigonus Yesodchak. Avoid me. Ahavo, she'en ho'ohev sone. Avoid me yiro, she'en ha'yorev bored. Right? But Rambam says very clearly, too much ahavo brings be'ita, so you must have yiro too. Too much yiro brings sinner, so you must have ahavo too. That's all discipline, measure, care, limits. Halacha educates to refrain from deeds and objects otherwise in man's grasp. Ascetic withdrawals are not encouraged, yet renouncement of some that is possible is built into the specifications and context of the law, is indeed a definition of holiness. Kedoshim tiyu, purushim tiyu. Doesn't mean that you should go and fast, it doesn't mean that you should go and wear sackcloth, but it does mean that you should know how to hold yourself back. Judaism places trust in the imprinting of values far more than in theory and proclamation. Man is given the equipment of his flesh and blood for the task that he is assigned, even for that of seeking transcendence. Judaism appears to begin with a teaching of deference for the individuality and integrity of all things, so that man, the great admixer, will sometimes be brought to pause, to sway, and to awe, that he is at times held short of his powers at intervention. Perhaps that is one cause for the prescriptions against the mixing of wool and flax in his garments, ox and ass on his teams, grain and vine in his fields, milk and meat at his table, against the defacement of his body in mourning or joy, against other blurrings of distinction. Unbridled arrogation to hegemony is usurpation. Right? Don't meddle. The way the Rebbeinu Shem made the world, that's fine. Don't create new. Take the things, develop them, or leave things as they are. There's a limit. Okay, it's some different kind of thinking than you usually hear, but very, very profound in a way. As that is the malchus. Malchus in the Torah expresses itself in an ability to be disciplined. That's the maral in Pirkei Avos, in Vorkama, which I always tell you about the Shetra Shel Odom, La'achar Sheva Shonim, Nase Nochash. Right, so the Maral explains, like, why? Who do I call up a Moedim? The Gemara says, you don't bow down for Moedim. So then after 7 years, after the person dies, his Shedra becomes a Nochash, his spine becomes a Nochash. So Razal says, what's the Pshat? The Maral says, because the Nochash and Odom were created the Koimus Kufa, upright, because that's a sign of Malchus. So the Nochash lost her Koimus Kufa, his Koimus Kufa, and Al Gechoin Choteler, because they couldn't keep the Runter to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So the test of whether the Odom deserves his spine, the test of whether the Odom should stand upright as a Melech does, is whether he can bow down at Moedim. In other words, the only person who can really be a good Melech is a person who is sufficiently disciplined that he knows that sometimes he has to bow down, that there are occasions when his Malchus has to give way to something. You're only a Melech if you can bow. You're only a Melech if you can be disciplined. Just came across an interesting article today. I'll show it to him. Also, as a matter of fact, in this essay, but never seen it before. We find it interesting. In the Seder HaDoros, on Rabbeinu Tam, interesting Gemara, interesting Nesaira, not a Gemara. And it conveys, in a way, the need for discipline. We have great responsibilities. Brings the following maisa. V'ro'isi something or other hagon marene Ezriel tarbitu sefer godol kosher by siders v'nyone kabola v'seichem hoyo kosev zeh ha-maisa. Brings a maisa that she saw in a certain sefer. Atoko zu bo mi Paris, mi medesh rav rav shmuel v rav elyoh mi ibra. Yodu kol kehillas ki yon dalet Tesh Beis, I guess it's Tisha B'Av, I don't see they couldn't have been learning on Tisha B'Av, I don't understand it. Hoyo hanovi emes doiresh ba'aliyas rav rav menachem hur daisi ashrei yoladetoy. Vo rabonim yoshvim lefonav. The novi emes, right on, he says that was probably the father of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid of the Sefer Hasidim. They called him the Novi. So he was dashening, and the Rabbonim were Yoshvim Lefonov, Rav of Yaakov Mipru Anzi, Rav of Yitzchak Migeshem Mur Meir, Rav Menachem, Rav of Avraham, Rav Shmuel, Rav of Aaron, Rav Yitzchak, Rav of somebody Mikushbir, Rabbonim Acherem. The Doyrash Lohem Shiras Hayom. And he was dashening for them the Inyonim of the Shira. Lipsoivt Roshosa, Shoal Horav Rav Yaakov Hanal El Hanovi. Omale Adoni, Tishal El Moreno Rav El Yom Paris, Vel Rabbeinu Tam, Heich Koishrim Keshe Shel Tfilin. Because there's a machloikas between Rav El Yom Paris and Rabbeinu Tam about the Keshe Shel Tfilin. They weren't alive anymore. So one of the Mesubin over there asked the Novi, the Rebbe, to ask them, Heich koshim kesha shal tefillin, im tzorech lekasha b'chal yoyim, I die behidug, I'm tzorech hidug akshira. Something for you fellas from the Chaburim. Right? You had the machlokes? Okay, you get that. Right? So, in Chulin, left us in that. V'anovi korav miyad lefneim es matatron. The Novi got a hold of a great malach. Kach omale, matat matat, reit bekan lefoneinu. We want to speak to you. Veheshiv loy matat, matirtze, loy eret. I'm not going to come down. Ki Moshe lefonecha. Moshe Rabbein is available to you. Veyoresi leilach, aval sha'al ma shetirtze ve'oshev lo. Vanovi koas, ve'omale pam shenis, reit, ve'tovi imcho, rav 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 yom, ve'paris ve'rabbein etam. Bring him along, we need to ask them. And we want you to bring them. Omale Rav Elyor, Eini Yochal Leirat. He said, no, Rav Elyor, I can't bring down to you. Ki u makrif korbono lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I can't bother him. Omale Hanovi mikol mokam geret. Ki ono tzrichin de Tanhuda. He should still come, because we need to talk to him, and this is more important. Omale Matat, im yeret, if he would come down, shchino teret imay. Amru kol ha-rabonim, eino min ha-roi la-triach ha-shchina. Okay. Heshev Rav Yaakov, Tishol es Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav ha-sholam, shehu be-kan. Moshe is not around, so you can ask him. Chain also Hanovi, Shoal Mimeno, Heich Koshrim Kesha Shaltfer. Until now, the Maaseh was, I don't know, like, it's not my cup of tea. I mean, I know I'm not Mechunuch, and it's kind of, I don't know, whatever it is. Yeah? But this next thing is Mishinovic interesting. Omale Moshe, Rabbein Olaf HaShalom, Ein Atem Koshrim Kedas, Ki Akshir Oloi B'Shal Yadhi, Elo B'Shal Roish, V'Tzor Likshar B'Chol Yoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu told him what he held was the answer. Vayered Rabbeinu Tam Kari, Rabbeinu Tam heard that. He came down like an Ari, Va'omer, and he said, Moshe Ta'isa, run. Ki Akesha Ein Tzorach B'chayyan, Elo Hidu, V'lo B'shal Roshi, Elo B'shal Yad, V'siv V'kshatam L'Oriz Al V'Dechel. Ono Moshe Gorev Andres Anusa, Ani Oime L'Mitzvah Tzorach Kshira V'chal Yoyim, Aber Loi La'akev. Eish V'Rabbein Atam, V'chi Eze Mitzvah Yi, Loi La'akev, Elo V'Mitzvah. Eish Moshe, Hoi V'Mah Tokach Da'alecho Shato Isa, Ki Choy V'hi L'Kashra V'chal Yoyim, V'akshira Tzor Liyot B'shal Roish B'dalet. V'rayi Ovilot M'tarossi Sh'nosati Lach. V'min HaPosuk She'veso K'shatam Lo'ez Al Yotcho, הרי ששומח אויץ אצל וקשעתם לא ימלוך, שצורך עתליק שאויץ שם שהם לא אויץ, והיינו של רועש. אומר לרבי נתם, וקציב אחר, אין שם שפה. Interesting myself. Although, and then the historical facts over here are less important than the yesoid which comes out from this myself. What's the pshat when Rabbeinu Tam says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Ta'isa? And Moshe, very politely, says, look, I'll bring you a raya from my Torah, the Pasuk Yet Hazor, and the Shtet Hazor. What does it all mean? So that's a Mishunadik. What's that saying? You said, you don't know? No? What does it mean? It means very partial. It means like, it's Megale, the need for discipline. It's Megala that Torah is Nimsa to each Doyer. And the Emun says that that's the Pshuta Shadvarim in Yenach Hazal. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, show me Rabbi Akiva, when he came up here, and Rabbi Hashem told him that also Rabbi Akiva to be Ayman is going to be Doyerish Tillet Shalalochas on every tag. So he went to this and he didn't understand the Torah. Why didn't he understand the Torah? It was a different Torah than he had learned. Because the Torah is Nimsa to every day, and the emes of that Torah is what that day understands the Torah to be. That's the Gemara I told you before, this Gemara in Asachas of Pilem, right? Achloikas of Rabban Shem Sifta Shem Milo when Rabbi Banachmeni was Machia. Shad is because that is the emes of Torah. The emes of Torah is what the Chachme Hadoya of that day Machia. So it comes out, it's a Meshunah de Kachrayas. If we learn wrong Torah, we say the wrong things, if we're not aimed on the emes, we really mess things up there. Yeah? I think that probably in these terms at least, what that Chazal means is that it's bekoyach, it lies bekoyach in the text. Right? In other words, perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu was told, if the Chazal means literally, that the text may also yield that, right? That kind of thing. But you see that Torah is nimsa to the Doyer. Because Moshe was talking as Moshe, not as what might in future be. Yeah? Now it's his Havana was different. Right? You mean why didn't I say Rabbi Akiva? It means because of his Havana in Torah was according to his Havana in Torah, and according to that there was no place for Rabbi Akiva. Not Emes, not Eskehazim. There's some things to chew over. And that's one middle which we're not very strong on, discipline. Because we are raised in a culture which doesn't value discipline very much. We tend to indulge our children, and we tend to indulge ourselves. That's the Heiliger polarizing. Huh? Somebody said that once, no? Quite perceptive. The ganze Doras archetypes in the Polaroid camera. No insult to Kodak. They also have one now. You have to have the picture right away. You can't wait till it gets developed. Right? Those are the Doras. The Doras is the Polaroid camera. So when we're not mechunach in discipline, so these things sound a little strange to us. These are yisoides which we should remember. It's important when we're trying to be mechanech ourselves, and it's important when we're trying to mechanech our children. Try and instill in them a sense of discipline, a sense of self-denial. What do we tell the bacher? Got a 23-year-old bacher. Parents are sick and poor and need looking after. And he shoulders that responsibility, means he won't be able to marry for the next few years. What would we tend to tell such a daughter? Should he sacrifice himself for the care of his parents? What is the mabot of our day? Consciously commits himself, as long as the Rebbe Hashem grants the arichas yomim, there's no way that he can get married. No young girl is going to get herself into that matzah. To every parent, sickness and illness and care, and this and that. What would we tell such a guy? Your hand up over there, you're passing it. I think that today we would have a tendency, I think that there would be a difference in the diet. I think today we would have a tendency, you have to find an aid to somebody, not mechuyev to be makrif your life to somebody else. Yeah, it is. They're very good. I've already given up hands, I find a zach, and blah, blah, blah. Aber, I mean, there comes a point beyond which you're not mechuyev. Other divers might have passed differently. They did, in fact, pass differently. We're not very strong in discipline. That's not one of our big koichas. I think that what the Kohelet is saying over here, and some of these koichas, because there are millions and millions more, indicate a need to generate that kind of ability to exercise self-denial and discipline a little bit more than we have. Yeah. Do you know, in my own experience, I know people of both genders who never got married because of circumstances like this. And I cannot imagine that nowadays it would have been that way. People who simply were makrif their lives out of a sense of duty for that kind of thing. What's that? In an absolute sense, I don't know. I mean, you got to ask a rabbi. I mean, what the emes is. But the method of the people who did it are something admirable that I would go to bat for, right? Whether in the final analysis the Hanhoga was right or not, I cannot tell you. So, what's that? I don't know. I can't tell you. I guess it depends. I guess you can't say a blanket answer which is right in all circumstances, right? I guess a lot will depend on individual conditions. Depends on my needs. I really don't know. Schnell.
Sehr großartig, war schnell gerade, das ist ein schöner Meister. A long time ago, he was in Russia, and he came back and he said, "The Mishnah of Meister, like Mama Shazar, is not for us today." He was in one of the verworfene cities, as in Kiev, I don't know where. So he met two middle-aged ladies who were unmarried, and he asked them why, child punch, and so on and so forth. So they said, no, they said that the problems of keeping Tazan Ashpoch, of Mikvah, are so overwhelming that they can't find a husband whom they would trust to be able to live with the problems. And therefore, they condemn themselves to a life of singleness. Not because there was no mikvah, there are mikvahs, right? But because the Schwierigkeit would create the kind of pressure, but who knows over the mahalov of years whether they could be aimed on it. That's called discipline. Right? It's not always what we feel to be mukhat as mukhat. And there is such a thing as leading a life of self-denial, if the odds are big enough, I don't know. In an individual child, you have to ask, would I want my children? I don't know. Honestly, it depends on how great my needs are. I really don't know. If that is the test to which my child is exposed, whether he's a bailam on himself to a sacrifice. Yeah, I think I would. If I would know that that would make him into a mensch. Not so hard to get married. I'm all for marriage. Some of my best friends get married. Right? But the etzem zach, it's not the be all and end all of life. Maybe the bigger fish line is something.